This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's a new twist in the ongoing state and federal investigation of the Massachusetts Probation Department. It all began with a 2010 Boston Globe series that alleged the department was rife with fraud and patronage hires.
Former Department Commissioner John O'Brien, as a result, faces federal racketeering and conspiracy charges. And yesterday, Attorney General Martha Coakley's office revealed it has granted immunity to two of O'Brien's key aides in exchange for their testimony against their former boss. Joining us now is Scott Allen, editor of the Boston Globe's Metro Investigative Team. Scott, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about these two aides. Who are they, and why are investigators interested in them?
Well, they're both people who are very close to Commissioner Jack O'Brien. One of them is Eddie Ryan. He is a childhood friend of the state treasurer, Tim Cahill, and he served as Jack O'Brien's political liaison. So he was going back and forth between legislators and the probation department and shuttling their requests for people being hired at the probation department. So he would be right in the pipeline. The other guy is a former deputy commissioner named Francis Wall, and he was actually in charge of the hiring process. So he would have been with a couple of other supervisors interviewing hundreds, even thousands of people, knowing ahead of time they weren't really going to hire any of them because Jack O'Brien had already told them who they were supposed to hire. So he actually managed a sham hiring system while funneling the jobs to politically connected people.
So, Scott, by virtue of the fact that prosecutors have granted these two immunity, it seems to indicate that they're convinced that they would give pretty damning testimony in upcoming cases.
Well, yes, I think they would. And I think these two people have actually been cooperating for a while, and it just wasn't made public. In fact, you know, the prosecutors are probably cutting deals with a lot of people because their real interest is the top administrators of the probation department and the politicians that benefited from the system. But these two particular folks know what deals were made and why. Eddie Ryan, for example, because he was friends with the state treasurer, he actually was the go-between when Jack O'Brien was allegedly trying to negotiate a job for his wife working for Tim Cahill in exchange for a bunch of campaign contributions from probation employees. And Eddie Ryan is actually managing that transaction, which ends up with Jack's wife gets the job at the lottery, which Tim Cahill manages, and Tim Cahill's office gets $11,000 in campaign contributions. So these are people that are right there at the ringside.
Now, of course, Tim Cahill hasn't been charged with anything, but as you note, his office is involved in some of these, or allegedly involved in some of the activities that went on throughout this scandal. Scott, it's been, you know, coming up on 2 years since the Globe first started reporting on this. For people who don't remember, can you step back a little bit and just remind us, what was the extent of the alleged corruption in the probation department?
Well, it was pervasive. You're right. The investigation's been going on for nearly 2 years, and they've called hundreds of witnesses in front of the grand jury. But to go back to what triggered it all, the Globe Spotlight team, which I was part of at the time, had basically shown that the entire hiring system at the probation department was set up to give jobs to politically and personally connected candidates. And we were able to actually list, we knew of, 250 employees under Jack O'Brien who had either personal or political connections to politicians or court officers. And basically, well-qualified people had no chance unless they had a political patron. And the legislature, back when Tom Finneran used to be the speaker, they set it up this way deliberately. They, you know, passed a budget amendment that basically made the probation department like an independent fiefdom where Jack O'Brien was the person who made all of the decisions. And Jack O'Brien was a protege of Tom Finneran and a jogging partner of Tom Finneran's. And Jack was a loyal foot soldier for Finneran and for the other legislators. And he knew that his success depended on their success. And so over the years, he kept very elaborate systems of keeping track of all the different political demands being made on him. And in return, the legislature would give him a lot of money, oftentimes more money for his budget than the court system had even requested. And this money, in turn, would go into hiring more people to the point where the probation department became like this bloated agency full of people who were hired because of their political ties and not because they were capable of doing the job of protecting the public from criminals serving their sentences in the community.
Well, so the former commissioner, John or Jack O'Brien, as you've been saying, his trial is scheduled for September 24th. He faces those federal racketeering and other charges. But you reported in the Globe today that O'Brien may not be the ultimate target or focus of prosecutors here.
Well, I think that he is not. I mean, in some ways, Jack O'Brien, John O'Brien, has been publicly broken. He's now unemployed. He's got enormous legal bills. He's really ultimately a high-level bureaucrat. The people that the U.S. Attorney's Office in particular is interested in are the politicians who created and ran the system and benefited from the system. That's why you saw last winter they brought the former House Speaker Sal DeMasi up from his prison cell in Kentucky to testify, because they're hoping that somebody, whether it's Jack himself or one of the top legislators or somebody else, will tell all the secrets about how the deals were made to help the political beneficiaries. So the prosecutors are really more interested in them at this point than with getting anything more on Jack O'Brien.
Mm. Scott Allen is the editor of the Boston Globe's Metro investigative team, bringing us up to speed on continuing developments in the investigation into alleged corruption at the Massachusetts Probation Department. Scott Allen, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.
Coming up, Massachusetts hospitals ban industry-sponsored infant formula giveaways. Advocates say they sent the wrong message to mothers about breastfeeding, but opponents say the ban will hurt low-income mothers. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.